Dave DeForest reporting. The UN Refugee Agency has received reports of civilians being killed by heavy shelling in Fallujah as Iraqi forces move to retake the city from the Islamic State group. The UNHCR says some people have been buried alive under the rubble of their homes. Lisa Grande is the deputy special representative of the United Nations Assistance Mission for Iraq.
We understand that there are widespread food shortages, and there has been since January, when access to Fallujah became extremely difficult for commercial convoys.
Lisa Grande. Suspected Russian airstrikes pounded the rebel-held Syrian city of Idlib, killing at least 50 people and leaving dozens more injured or trapped under rubble. Military jets carried out the bombardment in the early hours of Tuesday, striking civilian areas near a hospital and a mosque. Russia's defense ministry has denied carrying out strikes on the city. Kurdish-led forces have expanded their operations west of the Euphrates River in Syria, crossing a Turkish red line and angering mainstream Sunni Arab rebels. The move is making a tangled fight in northern Syria even messier and more chaotic by the hour. The United Nations Refugee Agency says an estimated 880 migrants and refugees died trying to cross the Mediterranean Sea during the past week. William Spindler is with the United Nations High Refugee Agency.
Thus far, 2016 is proving to be particularly deadly. Some 2,510 lives have been lost so far compared to 1,855 in the same period in 2015.
William Spindler with the United Nations. This is VOA News. The consumer spending that powers much of the U.S. economy jumped a strong 1% in April, the biggest gain in about 6 years. Tuesday's report from the Commerce Department says the gains were due to increases in purchases of cars and other expensive, long-lasting goods. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton faces another contentious political fight in California June 7th as she moves ever closer to winning enough delegates to gain the Democratic presidential nomination. She faces a stiff challenge in the nation's most populous state from Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. The U.S. State Department has issued a travel warning alerting U.S. citizens to the risk of potential terrorist attacks throughout Europe. The travel alert does not expire until the end of August. Gaza's Hamas rulers executed three murderers at dawn Tuesday without the necessary approval of the Palestinian president. The three were executed after all appeal efforts were exhausted. According to Palestinian law, all executions must be approved by Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas. Nabil Ali Mohammed Sha'ath is a senior Palestinian official.
The president have not approved carrying out death sentences. And that remained a guarantee to stop that penalty. For Hamas today, to carry out these sentences in Gaza is a violation of our constitution.
Despite the law, the prosecutor general did proceed with the executions, a move that could worsen divisions among Palestinians. France is anticipating new strikes this week as President Francois Hollande refused to abandon a government labor proposal that has sparked months of strikes and protests throughout the country. Some French labor unions, including the General Confederation of Labor, have called for new strikes targeting trains, the Paris subway system, ports, and maybe even airports. Afghan officials said Tuesday the Taliban took dozens of people hostage near the northern city of Kunduz. The insurgents apparently set up a checkpoint on the main road near the provincial capital. A regional police commander says insurgents seized at least 52 passengers and killed 17 of them. The World Health Organization is advising women living or returning from Zika-infected areas to wait at least 8 weeks before trying to conceive a child. The WHO's revised guidelines reflect greater concern about the sexual transmission of Zika. Its recommendations are based on new evidence showing the virus is staying longer in the blood and other bodily fluids than previously thought. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
VOA 1.